A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. One of the things we love to do is talk about entrepreneurial stories, stories where people have gone out there on their own and decided to make, well, in some cases, a fantastic living for themselves and their family. And that's the story that we're going to tell you today about a rural company in northwest Iowa. It is called Rock Valley Tractor Parts. And with us is the president, CEO, the guy that goes and picks parts and helps his clients. And he's all about tractors and tractor parts in the agricultural world. Scott Schilling, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've cut out some time to do this.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, full disclosure, I've known Scott for a number of years, and he is currently also the president of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members throughout multiple countries, and which also happens to be a part of the Business News Hour. Scott, we gave you kind of a long introduction there because I think your business and this entrepreneurial story would be interesting for people. First of all, let's start with Rock Valley. How big a town are you in?
Rock Valley is a town of about 3,800 people.
All right, so 3,800 people, and you're selling tractor parts, correct?
Correct.
All right, so how did you get into the tractor parts business in tiny Rock Valley, Iowa?
Well, I took a job here in 1994. I was just out of college, and had actually gone to college to be a diesel mechanic. And it kind of taken a liking to the parts side of like dealership setting. Found out I kind of liked that. So took a job here. And, as they say, I stuck around long enough to where the boss finally said, "Hey, you want to buy it from me?"
Yeah. That's one of those really interesting, I think, rags to riches story where you come in as an employee, and we've talked to others over the years that have done the same thing. You know, they get a job and they work hard and they excel at what they do. And then when it's time for the boss to retire, passes it on to one of the employees. And in this case, it was you. You also own something called Iowa Cutter Supply. What's that?
That is a parts business for forage harvesters. It's something that Vicki and I got into in 2017. Yeah, it was kind of a compliment to the business we had. We on the tractor parts side, we do tractor parts, skid loader parts, and this was kind of the next step. We just acquired another business that was doing strictly forage harvester, and yeah, we're just taking the ball and running with it.
Got it. And that to define that for folks that may not know, forage would be what, hay?
Hay and corn silage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Do those, everybody knows, planting season in the spring, harvest is in the fall. I suspect, though, that Iowa Cutter Supply is maybe a business that is in the middle somewhere when the farmers are busy with that, or what?
Yeah, forage is usually a busy season shortly before combine season. It's typically a harvest season that comes a little bit earlier than the rest. So right. It's a great complement that way. As far as our workforce, you know, we can spread our people out from the tractor side, which isn't as busy in the fall. And then in the spring, when the tractor parts side is busy, we can spread our people over to that. So it complements itself really well.
Got it. Our guest is Scott Schilling, ladies and gentlemen. He and his wife, Vicki, own Rock Valley Tractor Parts and Iowa Cutter Supply. Let's talk a little bit about business in the agricultural world. You know, commodity prices have been in the tank for a long time, and there are many, many farmers who, they've been struggling for a long time. However, the agricultural market seems to be booming in many places, and in particular, because I know I talk to lots of tractor parts dealers. These are not your OEM folks. These are folks that are recycling tractor parts like Scott is. But, Scott, it seems that the used tractor parts business is booming. What's going on?
Well, we tend to be reverse cyclical in the salvage world. When money's a little tighter, when commodity prices are low, guys look to save a little money. Well, we're a great way that you can do that. You know, we can, we generally start our prices at half of what the dealers charge, or sometimes it's much less than that. So, you know, it's a great way to save money.
And many agriculturalists, many farmers are already used to fixing their own stuff. Would that be accurate?
Correct. Yeah. A lot of these guys have a good mechanical mind. They know how to fix things. They can go out and look at it and say, hey, that's what's wrong. We can fix it ourselves.
Yeah, and it does save money in the long run. We all know how much it costs to take a vehicle in for repair. Usually the parts are minimal, and it's the labor that costs a bunch of money.
Correct.
Scott Schilling, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. I want to talk a little bit about the business side of your business. There you are in Rock Valley, population under 4,000 people. Yet you're not dependent, are you, on the farmers that are within a 50-mile radius of Rock Valley? Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that would be very accurate. We actually sell tractor parts all over the world, and especially forage harvester parts. We sell a lot of parts into Europe, South America. But yeah, as far as the United States, we cover the whole United States, Canada, Mexico. They go everywhere.
I think people would find that fascinating, because here you are in a community. It's relatively small, agriculturally centered, and you're selling parts all over the world. How do you do that?
The internet.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah. We've got a great online presence. You know, people can Google you. They know what we have. They email you, send pictures, send prices, send them a freight quote, and they order it.
Yeah. When it comes to employees in Rock Valley, with Rock Valley Tractor Parts or Iowa Cutter Supply, what's the biggest challenge that you have, Scott, when you're seeking people to work with you?
The hardest part is finding, you know, good people that want to, you know, they want to put in a good hard day's work. Another thing that we find is people who don't want to get their hands dirty. They probably don't want to work in a salvage yard. My saying is, you know, dirty hands, clean money. So, you're definitely going to need to wash your hands before you go home.
Dirty hands, clean money. Good line. When you talk about salvaging tractor parts, is it just tractor parts? Are you doing combines? Are you doing all kinds of agricultural equipment?
We don't do combines. That's one of the only things we don't do. Getting into a lot of skid loader stuff. Of course, the forage harvester, and just kind of getting into some more of the smaller things. Combines are really large, and we just don't have the room for that right now.
Understand. When it comes to finding the equipment that you are buying to salvage, where do you go? Where do you find this stuff? I mean, I would suspect you've got what they call a boneyard out there that's perhaps littered with all kinds of tractors, many different models, brands, and years. Where do you find this stuff?
A lot of it comes from dealers will look to trade something in that they don't want to try to resell, or there may be something wrong with it. Maybe the back shop's got a tractor tore apart and they figured out that it's really not worth fixing it. You know, they're going to put more money in it than what that unit is worth when they're done. So they come to me and say, hey, what are you getting me for it? Hmm. Another thing is a lot of insurance companies will email you salvage bids, you know, where they have a claim. Maybe they had an accident or a fire, et cetera. And they'll send you an email with pictures and, hey, what do you give us for it?
Got it. And you're able to, as I suspect in most automobile dealer recyclers, you're able to take a look at that, I'll just pick one, John Deere 4020, and say, okay, I think I can get X amount of dollars from parting this, taking the parts off, cleaning them up, and then selling them. How do you go about that? Is it just years of experience, Scott, or do you have a book that you look at?
No, there's no book. A lot of our computer software will tell us, you know, I can go back into our history and find out, hey, the last 4020 I bought, I sold this many dollars worth of parts off. So I either made money or lost money, hopefully made money. But that kind of tells you what maybe you should spend on the next one. Now, that's not always, you know, the exact same thing. You know, there's many options on tractors that can make a drastic difference in price, you know, cab or no cab, condition of the tires, you know, other options on the tractor can make a huge difference in what I can afford to pay for it.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, if you bought a JD 4020 10 years ago and you parted it out and you made some money, that's one way to test it. What are the most popular things, or let's go for models. When you're selling stuff out of Rock Valley Tractor Parts, and yes, we will have links to Rock Valley Tractor Parts as well as Iowa Cutter Supply up on our radio blog. When you're selling things, what are the most requested models of tractors that you come across?
It's different between the two businesses. Cutter parts are much newer, more like the auto salvage industry. That always kind of blows my mind with, you know, I know some guys in auto salvage and auto salvage won't even deal with anything that's much more than 10 years old. I mean, they rarely come across that stuff. Well, for the tractor side, I'm mainly selling parts for tractors that are built in the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
You know, after those tractors come off warranty, you know, and they start working in the fields, that's when things start breaking. Now, that's the rule of thumb. I mean, I've salvaged tractors that are, I think the newest one I've done is like a 2017. So we do the new ones as well. But, you know, the gravy stuff is that 20-year-old stuff.
Got it. What about restoration? I suspect that people who are into restoring tractors, and one of my very favorite places to go during the Great Iowa State Fair is the FFA area where these young men and women have restored some of these beautiful old tractors that are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. Fascinating work that they do. Do you get a lot of restoration business?
We do. That's one thing that has kind of fallen off a little bit here with the economy being a little tighter with everything that's going on right now. Restoration numbers are low, but typically, yes, that restoration is a major part of our business. You know, guys want to go back and fix up that tractor that they learned how to farm with. You know, they want to take it out on a tractor ride, so they want to make it all like it was when it came from the dealer. And that's a huge part of our parts sales business.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. My first tractor was an International Harvester Model H. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yep.
What about, you mentioned the economy. And we're smack dab in the middle of COVID-19. I suspect that all of this new economy and the new way that we're doing almost everything, how has that impacted your business, Scott?
Honestly, it hasn't affected us much at all. You know, we're taking precautions, taking steps to try to you know, social distance and all of that. But as far as business wise, yeah, we're as busy as we ever have been. And it really, you know, really hasn't changed our business much, other than maybe we ship a few more parts than what we regularly would. You know, people don't want to come and get it. They'll just have it shipped instead.
Sure. How is the transportation industry? We not very long ago had a couple of experts on talking about transportation. And one of the issues was they believe that it won't be very long, very far down the road, because of the transportation problems we're having, thousands and thousands of truck drivers short. All kinds of trucking companies have entered into bankruptcy in the past 7 months. How is that working out for you? Is still everything rolling pretty smooth?
I would say Smooth, yeah, maybe. We have had those issues where we ship out a part and that customer calls when it should have been there and it's not. So you start tracing everything down and find out what's going on. And I've had trucking companies literally tell me that, you know, hey, we've had seven guys call in today because they're, you know, either sick or contacted somebody who was sick and they have nobody to drive trucks.
Right.
So that those parts are sitting on a loading dock.
Yeah.
So I get to call a customer back and say that, hey, you're not going to get your parts today or maybe even not tomorrow because somebody can't drive the truck. Well, that's not a pleasant conversation.
I'm sure it's not, and I would suspect that that's happening more and more. As a matter of fact, our two trucking experts and indicated that they believe the era of free transportation or free shipping may be something that will be leaving us because the costs continue to go up. If you don't have drivers and if you don't have trucks and if you don't have trucking companies, you know, it is supply and demand. Scott Schilling, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the owner, he and his wife, Vicky, of Rock Valley Tractor Parts and Iowa Cutter Supply. I would be remiss, Scott, if I didn't lift up the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. Both you and I have been active in that group for many, many years. You are the current president of that organization. Give us an update. What is that group like, and who can be members, and what's a good thing about being a member of NTPDA?
NTPDA, National Tractor Parts Dealers Association, is a group of salvage yards all over the world, mainly in the U.S. and Canada. It's a group of people that that are all salvage yards. So we sell used parts. And they started the group back in the, I believe, the late 80s as kind of a way to sit down with your peers and learn how other people do things, what works, what doesn't work, as well as to get numerous benefits as a larger group or a larger organization. You know, we can maybe solicit better transportation costs, better cut credit card processing costs, et cetera, et cetera. And it kind of morphed from there and is now a pretty large organization.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, it's ntpda.com, by the way, is that they have a parts search on their website. I mean, they don't sell, the association doesn't sell tractor parts or combine parts or, you know, dozer parts or any kind of part. But they do support their members. And what I think is always so interesting is the number of people that go on that site and they search through this massive database for the parts that they're looking for. And I would suspect that's kind of a neat benefit to have that as part of a membership. Yeah,
that is a fantastic benefit. So, yeah, every night my computer system automatically sends TractorPart.com a link of all of the part numbers that I have on hand.
Wow.
So you as a customer go to that website tomorrow and punch in a part number. It'll tell you that I have it, or it'll tell you that, you know, one of the other salvage yards out there has it. You'll get a list of and phone numbers and everything, call them up and get a quote and get her bought.
Yeah, it's an incredible service to those members. Scott Schilling's been our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Final question for you, Scott. You've been in this business a long time and have seen lots of changes. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in your tenure there at Rock Valley Tractor Parts?
The biggest thing is all of the internet stuff.
Yeah.
When I started here, you know, in the 90s, you know, our customer circle was that 200-mile or 300-mile radius. And, you know, the internet has given us the opportunity to stretch outside of that and, you know, make the world smaller. Yeah, that we ship far, far more parts now than what we did, you know, when I started here.
I'm sure. And then the computerization of all the parts that you have. I mean, you know, used to, both you and I remember the day when there were huge books on parts desks and people would have to leaf through those. And now it's punching in numbers. I suspect some of those books still remain, but that's got to speed up the process as well.
Yep, it sure does. And also, you know, a lot of the parts books are available to the end users. You know, You know, you go to jdparts.com or Case IH, you know, they all have parts books online that you can get at to not only get the part number, but also maybe see exactly how it comes apart, or maybe, you know, exactly how it's got to go back together. It's a huge benefit to the end user. And it's a huge benefit to me, because when the customer calls me, he knows the part number.
Right.
I can set up in a couple of seconds, say, hey, yeah, I have that. Here's the price. It's going to cost this much to ship it to you. And you can close the deal in 2 minutes versus digging through the parts book, you know, and then you got to do everything else. Well, that maybe takes 10 or 15 minutes.
Right. I lied. I said final question, but I've got one more for you. With all of this going on, and as you indicated, you send your parts to online so that people can search through those. Are you finding you're working more or less since the dawn of the computer? I mean, I suspect that you are sitting at home from time to time and your phone either rings or you get a message from somebody. What do you think? Are you putting in more hours?
I would say we're working, more hours. I'll get texts and calls all weekend. But the nice thing with the technology, I don't have to run to the shop. Nah. You know, I can look at my phone and say, yeah, I have that, and this is what it's going to cost, and hey, we'll ship it out to you Monday. You know, that different hours, but I wouldn't say that, you know, it's really, you know, super difficult.
Got it. His name is Scott Schilling, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner, and along with his wife, Vicky, who probably makes all the decisions. Hey, I know, man. I'm with you. The best two words in the English language are yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
He is the owner of Rock Valley Tractor Parts and Iowa Cutter Supply, another entrepreneur out there that has started in the back room, ripping up old parts off of tractors, and now owns the place. Good for you, Scott. Thanks so much for doing this.
You bet. Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that's the voice of Scott Schilling. He and his wife, Vicky, own Rock Valley Tractor Parts and Iowa Cutter Supply in the tiny town of Rock Valley, Iowa. Well, that's an amazing business, the agricultural business, and I hope that you've enjoyed that brief look at what that's all about and how a small company in a small town can be shipping parts worldwide. It's a fascinating reminder about how connected we truly are. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of Insight on Business of the News Hour. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with this project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Scott Schilling, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.